Okay, let's begin on Kuf Hey Amabez. Oh, I was just asked again by the dinner committee to announce if anybody wants to express their hakaras hatov to the shul and put an ad in the journal. Feel free to go to dinner at cbey.org. Dinner at cbey.org, and the dinner is about a week and a half, so if anybody wants to get an ad in, dinner at cbey.org, and we thank those who from out of town have already sent in some stuff. If anybody wants to be part of it, feel free. Okay. We are up to Shema Minah, five lines from the bottom of Kuf Hey Amabez. There was a story that was just quoted, and there are eight Shema Minahs from this story. We could really spend the next 3 hours talking about the next four lines of the Gemara, but because it is Daf Yomi, we have to cover the next Daf, so we'll try to cover and mention as much as we can, but know that there is a lot more on this Daf that we're going to touch on, that we don't have time to speak about everything. But Baruch Hashem, we'll do the best we can. So the Gemara was just quoting a story from Rava and Rabbi Yaakov, where he had come in on Motzi Shabbos and only had one kos. So instead of making Avdala right away, he first had his Malava Malka, and he made Birchas HaMazon first, and then Avdala. So that is the story that the Gemara now says, Shema Minah Miyom Asisa Timni. There are eight dinim that we learned from this story. Four lines from the bottom. Shema Minah, let's go through each one. Number one, if somebody makes havdalah in tefillah, what we call atachon antanu, one still has to make havdalah on a cup of wine. Right? Even if you say atachon antanu in shul, you still have to make havdalah al hakos. If you forgot atachon antanu, then we do not repeat Shmona Esrei, because we're going to say havdalah al hakos anyway. But that is the halacha that really is supposed to be a double havdalah. There is a discussion in the Achronim how to understand this Havdalah in Shmona Esrei. Havdalah, of course, we understand. That's Havdalah, parallel to Kiddush. But what about Atochan Atanu in Shmona Esrei? Is that another Havdalah? And maybe we discussed a couple of years ago, one's Havdalah for eating, one's Havdalah for Malacha, but is that inherently a Havdalah? Or is that more comparable to a Haskara Me'en HaMa'ora? It's similar to Ritzei and Yalav Yavo and some type of mentioning because of this time of the week. This is what's supposed to be mentioned in the Shmona Esrei, right? But it's really part of Tefillah more than it is part of Havdalah. So Lamai Naf Gemina, what's the difference? So there's a Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says, let's say we forget Shmona Esrei, or for some reason we don't daven Ma'ariv on Motzi Shabbos. So we're going to daven two Shmona Esreis for Shachris. And which one do you say Atachan Antanu? So if I forgot Mincha on Shabbos, and I'm going to say two Shmona Esreis for Ma'ariv for some reason, so that we know that Shmona Atachan Antanu was said in the, which one Esrei? If you forget Shabbos, then you say Atachan Antanu. Then you say it in the first Shmona Esrei, because the first one is the one that's appropriate for that time. And then, even though you might say, hey, let's go in order, you make it up the Mincha one. No, you say Atachan Antanu in the first one. And you know what? If you say Atachan Antanu in the second one, you got to say a third one, because you're Magala your Das, that the first Shmona Esrei was not the one for the now. And whenever you're Mashlim, Tfilos, or Shmona Esrei, first you do the one that you're Mechuyev in now, and then you do the makeup one. So that's if you forgot Mincha, you do two Shmona Esreis for Ma'ariv, you say Atachan Antanu in the first one. But what if you forget Ma'ariv for some reason? Shachach Unenas. So the Magen Avraham says, you mentioned Atachan Antanu Sunday morning in Shmona Esrei. In which one? That's a Machlokas Achronim. The Tosefa Shabbos says that you mention it in Vimshacha L'Spala Arvis, Mispala Shach B'Shtayim, U'Masra Atachan Antanu B'Shniya. In the second one. Why in the second one? Because just like if you forgot, I had forgotten Mincha. Sunday morning, first you do the Sunday morning Shmona Esrei, then you make up the Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos Shmona Esrei. So you say Atachan Antanu in the second Shmona Esrei. And he quotes in the notes, Ayin Rabbi Kiva Eger Shechalak Alav. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Shulchan Aruch argues. Kiva Eger says, no, you mentioned it in the first one. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you have to mention it in the first Shmona Esrei after Shabbos. That's why. It's not Dafka connected to the Tefillah. You have to mention it in the first Shmona Esrei after Shabbos. And that's what Rabbi Chaim held. If you look at the Grach HaLashas, the second piece in the Grach HaLashas, says Rabbi Chaim, he thinks, Tavar Pashut, that you mentioned it in the first one. Sarach Lomar Avdallah Bari Shonim, Yishub, the Din Havdallah, Eino Seder B'Tefillas Arvis Shal Motzi Shabbos, Ki Im Hu Din B'Tefillah Rishona Shal Chol. In other words, let's talk about Chalokas Achronim here. Is Atochan Atanu an Iker Havdallah, or is it an Iker B'Din Tefillah? If you say it's Havdallah, that's going to be the first one Esrei, period. No matter what it is, that's what you can do in the first one Esrei, Sunday morning. But if you say, no, the didn't tefillah, part of the tefillah, Motzi Shabbos, so then you add it in the second one Esrei, because the second one, Sunday morning, is really the makeup. So that is Nafgamina, how to understand Atachanatanu in Shemot Esrei. Okay? That's related to the first Shema Mina. Second Shema Mina. Vishma Mina, Bracha Teuna Kos. Second Shema Mina, Berchas Hamazon requires a kos. Requires one to make Berchas Hamazon on a cup of wine. Again, many people are not makpid about this today. We'll have to see why. Why is it that many times we have benching on a Shabbos and we have a mezumin and we don't use a kos? You know, when is it appropriate to use a kos? When is it not appropriate? If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos Shema Mina to una kos, Bracha to una kos, Tosfos has two opinions whether you need a kos even if you bench by yourself. So some Rishonim say even without a mezumin. The Gemara just says Berachas Bracha to una kos. The Rush says it doesn't say Zimun to un kos. It says Berachas Hamazon to un kos. Sounds like even by yourself. Look at Tosfos. Shema Mina. Ksas Mashma Ta'afilu Biyachid to una kos. Ta'hanichnas Mashma Shu Yechidi. It says Nichnas Labeso. If you go into your house, it sounds like you're all alone. It doesn't sound like you have a mezumin. V'chei mashma, come on! Ditzad shlishi omar l'berchaz amazon. Right, what does it say about the Mishnah related to the Seder? It says, by the third kos, on that cup you say berchaz amazon, even if you don't have a mezumin. Right, we don't say it. V'cover, that's what we all do by the Seder. Right, we have the third kos, even if we don't have a mezumin. That's the third of the dalat kosos. But says Tosfos, it sounds like from there, that it's even biyachid, and it's relating to having a kos of berchaz amazon. Second to last skinny line, v'ha'olam einogin levarach berchaz amazon ala kos, ela begimel. The Bina Ga'olam is only to be do it when there's a mezumin. Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Rabbeinu Meir Omer, lahatid kos afil biyachid, even one. Vod, second line, vod machiach marino Rabbi Chiel, the two of the kos afil biyachid. He said Rabbeinu Chiel proved that you need it even by one. Why? D'i eina tu'una kos, if you don't need a kos, so then what's the story in the Gemara? It must be that there are three people. But he says that I have an option, I have an Eitzah to solve all the problems. What should you do? Make up Dalla and then eat separately. Then you won't need a kos. It must be you need a kos, even biyachid. So this is 2 days in Tosfos. What do we paskin? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Beis, Shulchan Aruch quotes three different opinions. Halacha l'maisa, what comes out of the Gemara? So Yesh Omrim says the first opinion. This is related to Tosfos. Shebrechas Amazon to a kos. I feel a biyachid. The Zorach Lachzer Olav. If you think you're going to have a kos, you got to wait. That's option number one. Even by yourself, you have to have a kos. If two people are ready, they each need a kos. The Yeshomrim, second opinion, She'ena tu kos ela b'shlosha, only three people. The Yeshomrim, third opinion, this is the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam, She'ena tu kos klau afilu b'shlosha. Some Rishonim understand this Gemara, somehow the maskana that you never need a kos of berachas amazon. So what do we 3 days? What do we paskin? We call makom says the Ramah mitzvah and a muvcha levarach ala kos. Mitzvah and a muvcha to use a kos. And the Mishnah Berurah said at least with a mezumin. Okay, the minhag olam I think is to do it with a minyan more than a mezumin. But if somebody has wine and somebody wants to be mekayim this Ramah, you can do it with a mezumin. Again, some might be nobody does it, but you do it. You do it. It's a halacha. It's mufresh. It's a shulchan aruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah, that it's okay. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Minhag Olam lahakel bazeka deyashlishes, the Minhag Olam is to do it unless you have wine right there, then it's a mitzvah b'namufchar. Again, it's a nice chumra that if somebody wants to do. That is related to the second Shema Mina, that bracha to una kos. Number three, Shema Mina, kosha bracha tzarech shir. A kosha bracha requires an amount. Because if you say a kosher bracha does not require an amount, why don't you split up the kosos? Split up the kos. Use half for benching and half for havdalah. Mashma that you only have a certain amount and you can't have less than that. How much is the amount that you need for kiddush, for havdalah, for marriage, for bris milah? Kosher bracha. How much do you need? So you look in the Rashbam, the middle of the Rashbam. Shvami kosher bracha zarech shir revius log. You need a revius of a log. That's how much that you need. That's how much that you have to make kiddush or havdalah on. How much do you have to drink for a kosher bracha? So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Ayin Beis. You have to drink a rove revius, a majority, however much you say a revius is, somewhere between 3 and 4 ounces. However much that is, you have to drink a rove revius and make a kiddush on a revius. That is what we paskin. Different than the Seder. We mentioned in the Seder, you have to drink kala kos l'chachila, rov kos b'dieved. Third option is rov revius. But by kiddush, by every other kosher bracha, drinking a rov revius from a revius is the lechanchila. So we mentioned in passing a couple days ago the big discussion of schnapps. What happens is many of the minhagim make kiddush on schnapps Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, Friday night. I never saw really many people do it, but that's going to be more of a problem because that's kiddush daraisa. But making kiddush on schnapps. So how can one make kiddush on schnapps if you read the simple reading of this Gemara, the simple reading of the Rishonim and the Achronim? You need a shear.
A shear.
What about stuff that's not yayin? Not yayin is a separate issue because you're allowed to use chamar medina on Shabbos morning. Beer and havdalah, we use chamar medina. But what about the shear? That's the problem. If you make a kiddush on schnapps, you're not having your revius. Schnapps glass is not a revius. So that the minhag olam, not the minhag olam. In some circles, the minhag olam is to be makel on for the taz. What taz? The taz in simen reish yud. The taz in hilchas bracha achrona, where the Shulchan Aruch says, in order to make an al hagefen or an alamichya, there's a shear required. How much wine is needed? Says the Shulchan Aruch, you need a revius of wine in order to make an al hagefen. If you have less than a revius of wine, there is no al hagefen. Says the Taz, nireli. This is the Taz's chiddush. The yayin saraf shebevedina seinu eino bechlalze. Different rules for schnapps. The bazeh eifshar lishos revius alo. You can't drink a revius. It's impossible. It's not the derech to drink a revius. V'imkein azlinen baser shir ashtia l'rov b'nei adam. Taz is chiddush, so you go by the regular, normal amount for people to drink. People normally drink a schnapps glass. That's the shir that requires an ala gefen. Hu adin, so achronim, take this taz and say, oh, that's the svara for kiddush as well. The taz doesn't say it by kiddush, but he says it by ala gefen, but he says, Im revius hakanami yisarf im shosa kederach shebnei adam shosin b'pam echad or afilu b'shtei pa'amim k'shein hefsek b'neim etc. So then nuchal lismoch v'lomar davar ki'ilu shas revius v'chayev bebracha achrona kein nir lanias daiti. So some quote this taz in Hilchas Shabbos as well to say, hey, that is how you, just like for bracha achrona it can substitute for revius, so too for Hilchas Shabbos it can substitute for revius. The problem is that the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura and many poskim do not accept this taz. The Magen Avraham quotes this taz. The Yesh Rotzin Lomar in Simen Kuf Tzadik, Dal Yain Yisarah Pachas Merevias. That's what you should do. It's okay. V'li Nira Debeinan Kishir. The Habavadi Yishiros Chazakim Machom Tovim. He says you have different kinds of wines. Some are stronger than others. You always eat a Revias. You have different kinds of food. Some are sharper than others. You always eat a Kazayas. You have a dip. You always do a kazayis, period. It doesn't change based on the food. And the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Magen Avraham. Kol achronim dachu dvarav on the taz, etc. So again, if you look in the later tshuvas, many of the rebbes they quote as making kiddush on schnapps, dafka making kiddush on schnapps. But so that, yeah, definitely HPL by Lismok, there is this taz to rely on. But one should know that lechatchila, one should make a kiddush on a shear. That if somebody wants to have the schnapps, wonderful. Be yotze with somebody else who's making kiddush on wine, who's having the shear, and then have your schnapps afterwards. But again, be yotze with somebody making kiddush on the shear. That is the third Shema Mina. Next, Shema Mina, second and the last line, Hamavarech Tzorech Sheyitom. Somebody who makes kiddush tzorech sheyitom must be to'eim, must taste the wine, right? Kosher bracha has to be drank, has to be tasted. So if you remember, we discussed a number of times the Rashi and Erevin Daf Mem. Kosher bracha tzorech sheyitom, why must the kosher bracha be tasted? And that is why we're so machbid to, somebody has to drink from a kosher bracha. Why? So Rashi and Erevin Daf Mem says, G'nai hu l'kosher bracha, if it's not drunk. It's a gennai, it's bizayin. You make a bracha on this coast, this beautiful brachas mitzvah, and then nobody drinks it. So Rashi says, Beferish, it doesn't have to be me. I don't have to drink it. There's a lechatchila, we mentioned that the Bekadish Sarcha should drink it. But it doesn't have to be me. I can make the kiddush, and you can drink the wine. What happens sometimes, we give it to a child to drink the wine. What happens at a bris milah, we give it to the baby to drink the wine. We try to drink the wine also. Let's say if it's a bris on Yom Kippur, Rashi says, right? So then you have to give it to the baby, that's it. Right? So there's... So somebody should drink the wine. Gennai l'kosh shal bracha. So what does Rashi mean by gennai? It's just a gennai. It sounds like from Rashi, he's not saying be'ikar adin, it has to be drunk. It's a gennai, it's a bizayin. Be'ikar adin, just say b'ray pragafen, you don't have to drink it. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. So that's why there are at least two major discussions in the Achronim related to this Rashi. One of them, I think we mentioned before, and one of them we haven't. The Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Hay of the Igros Moshe, the posthumous volume, Simen Chaf Sif Os Yud Zayin, where he has a tshuva about whether he's supposed to stand or sit for Havdalah. That's the tshuva. Machlokas mechaber the Ramah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch says to, I think the Shulchan Aruch says to stand and the Ramah says to sit. I think that's how it works. So says the Ramosha. He has a tshuva about that. And he starts off with this Rashi Erev Daf Mem. Rashi Erev Daf Mem. Koshal bracha. Then you don't have to drink. So he says, why wouldn't you have to drink it? It's a brachas hanenin. It must be, says Ramosha, that according to Rashi, this brachas hanenin, though it looks like a brachas hanenin, because you're doing it as a mitzvah, it takes on the character as a brachas mitzvah. Even though you say the words is Bori Priya Gafen, it must be taken on the status of a Berachas HaMitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvah, so you don't have to have halakha, they have to drink. You have to drink as a din of Berachas HaNenin. But if it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, you don't have to drink the wine. So if you say Berachas HaNenin, if you say it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, you should stand up. So Havdalah, Bori Priya Gafen, you should stand up. He says, other Rishonim, don't say like Rashi. So other Rishonim, I think, would say, it's a Berachas HaNenin. Berachas HaNenin to be motzi others, to be create a kviyas, you should sit down. So much as I think it's a machlokas between Rashi and other Rishonim and Tosfos, whether it is a Berachas HaMitzvah or it's a Berachas HaNenin. So then he continues, just not our issue now, they quote that there are different Mesorahs of the Gra. He says many people have a Mesorah from the Gra that the Dafka should sit down because the Gra and Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch says you should sit for Avdallah, so the Shulchan Aruch says Miyushav, the Gra says V'chein Iker in the Bir HaGra. So many people who are follow the Minhag Agra, says Ramosha, they started to sit for Avdallah. But he said, if you look in other sources of the Gra, because other sources of the Gra, he says, not so clear what the Gra did. So even if you're a Gra person, says Ramosha, you basically Yishmael Malisbach, whatever you do, and should follow Eilu L'shanos mi Minhagcha u'minag beisavicha l'havdol me'umad. The Tamua al Eilu sheshinu Minhagam l'havdol me'umad hiskel barach me'yushav. Ivra, true, degam avnim avdol me'yushav, says Ramosha, true that I make Avdallah sitting, v'hu mishum shehu Minhag avi adonim re'it, that's what my father did. V'meila gam benai, v'hu lagam harbe mitalmidai osen kein. But really, he says, you can do whatever you do, Yishmi Amal Lisma.
How did it happen that so many Ashkenazim don't follow the Ramah here? So many people stand.
Right, so many Ashkenazim? Again, we're not, so sometimes, right, by Kiddush as well, some halachas, for some reason, the Minhag has been to follow the Mechaber and not the Ramah. Okay, so that is one discussion of this Rashi Erev and Daf Mem. The second discussion is in the Afikeyam, where the Afikeyam also discusses when you say a Birchas Hanehenin in the context of a mitzvah. You say Bori Priya Gafen in the context of a mitzvah. Does it take on special qualities of a Birchas HaMitzvah, or does it remain a Birchas HaNehenin? And he has a discussion about a wedding. What happens at a wedding? The Masada Kedushin says Bori Priya Gafen and Mitzivano Arayos, etc. And then what does he do? He gives a little bit to sip to the Chassan and the Kala. He doesn't drink any of it. It's a Bori Priya Gafen. I can't say a Bori Priya Eats for you and you eat your orange. So what am I doing by Bori Priya Gafen? I'm making the bracha and then you're drinking the wine. Is that appropriate? So Pashtus Minhag HaOlam, yes! Pashtus Minhag HaOlam, that this Bori Priya Gafen takes upon the step, maybe it's said in the conjunction with other mitzvahs, but it's the Pesach condition doesn't say it. What happened by Sheva Brachas? The first person who gets the Bori Priya Gafen, let's say the person only gets the first bracha, the first two brachas. That's why there's a kapeda to give the first person two brachas. So he doesn't just say a Bori Priya Gafen. He has another bracha connected. That's why some Masada Kedushin had the first two. But let's say whatever it is. So if you have a Masada Kedushin that's focused, he should tell the first person, don't be mafsik until somebody drinks. Because he's going to go back, everybody's going to give him a big shkoyach for getting the first two brachas. He's going to go around giving everybody handshakes, and then he's going to be busy talking. He said a Bori Priya Gafen and nobody drunk the wine yet. He's got to at least wait till the chassan and the kala drink the wine after the seventh bracha. He's got to be very careful not to be mafsik. But anyway, how can somebody else drink? Isn't he said a Bori Priya Gafen? So said the Afikeyam, as a machlokas about what Rav Chaim did. He quotes from Rav Simcha Zelig, that the Dayan and Brisk, that Rav Chaim used to spill a little bit on his hand. As he gave it the cup of wine, he used to spill a little bit on his hand. As he gave it the chalukah, nobody noticed. And then he used to, you see some people do that, and if you look carefully. And you see some people drink the wine off their thumb. And then there are other not here, that's what the Afikeyam quotes. Because Reb Chaim was machmer to assume that it was a regular Berachas HaNenin, so you have to drink. But he quotes, according to Rashi and Erev and Daf Mem, it's not a regular Berachas HaNenin. Kosha Bracha is only a technical problem why it has to be drunk. There are other Masoreh, they quote from the Brisker Rav. They said, I never saw my father drink from the wine. I never saw it! He never was machmer to spill the wine, said the Brisker Rav. So again, different Masoreh about what Reb Chaim did. Either way, the issue is based on Rashi and Erev and Daf Mem and Beis, related to this halacha of Mevarech Sarasha Yitto. Okay, next Shema Amina. Ta'amo pugmo. If you taste it, pogame it. You're pogame it. What is yayin pugum? That pugum literally means tainted wine. What's that? Tainted wine means wine that somebody drank from already. wine that's already drank from already, you're not supposed to use for Kiddush. Says the Gemara, why didn't he just use it for Brechas HaMazon, take a sip, and then use it for Avdala, then use it for Brechas HaMazon? Harai, that it would have ruined it. Tamo Pogmo. This is halacha of Tam Pogmo. That is why, if you have wine that somebody drank from already, you should not supposed to use it, unless that's your only choice, for Kiddush wine. How do you unpogum wine? How do you unpogum wine? So that's the halacha of whatever, as long as you have wine that's not pogum, that's poured into the pogum wine, that's okay. You always go by the top wine. So let's say somebody takes a sip of wine, has a revius, there's a humongous coast, he wants to pour the rest back into the bottle. So what's he going to do? He's going to take his wine, he's going to pour the whole thing back into the bottle. You have now just made your whole bottle pogum. Because you go by whatever is poured in. So what are we supposed to do? The Shulchan Aruch says this. Shulchan Aruch says, first you're supposed to pour a little bit of new wine into your coast that you just drank from. So now your whole cup is not pagum, because you always go by what was poured in. Then you can pour the whole thing back into your bottle, because now the whole thing is not pagum wine. So that's the next Shema Aminah that you learn. V'Shema Aminah. Shema Aminah also is Ta'am Mavdil. Shema Aminah that B'di'evit, even if you taste something, you still make Avdallah. We're going to have a discussion of this Mesrim tomorrow. If you drank something, could you still make Avdallah? An amazing Hava Aminah. That maybe you wouldn't make Havdalah because you drank something else. So here is Vashva Ta'am Avdil, because he already had Malava Malka, and he can still make Havdalah. Vishma Aminah, last one. Omer Beis Kedushos, today's daf. Omer Beis Kedushos Al Kos Echad. Right, Shema Aminah is, you're allowed to make two Kedushos on one cup of wine, meaning Birchas HaMazon and Havdalah are being said on the same cup of wine. Rashbam points out, you don't have a choice, if you don't have a choice. Right, we know Eidos and Mitzvahs Chavilos, but if you don't have a choice, you can use the same cup of wine. Vishmamina, last one, I'm sorry. Beishtama Yivad Libid Rabbi Yehuda. And the Shmamina, the last one, is that this opinion goes like Beishtama Yivad Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the order of the brachas by Havdalah. He made Bori Murei Ha'esh before Besamim, even though we do the opposite. And he did Brachas HaMazon first. Right, he did, he did Yayin, Ma'ar, and Besamim. And in this case, he did Havdalah afterwards. Okay. Ravashi Amar Tamu Pagum Kosha Bracha Tzarech Shir Chad Milzehi. Ravashi just has a point that two of the Shema Aminah are really the same thing. That tasting it, you're poking it, and Kosha Bracha Rakan Yashir is really the same thing. Because we're talking about a case where there was only exactly a shir to drink. So if you drank some of it, so now you have less than a shir. Vahachi Kamar, my taima. So really, it's really connected. My taima Tamu Pagma. Why is it that if you taste it, you're poking it? Mishum to Kosha Bracha Tzarech Shir. Because you require a shir. According to Ravashi, there's no separate din of pagam. If you drank some of it and you had a shear left over, that would be good enough. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Kapid Achatzva Pegima. So three opinions of the Gemara now. What are you makpid on in terms of Pegima? Rav Yaakov said you're even makpid on the pitcher. Let's say you drink a little bit from the pitcher that you're going to pour into your cup. That's also a pagum. It doesn't have to be your cup. Rav Idi Bar Shisha Kapid Akisa Pegima. He was makpid on the cup of wine. Mar Bar Rav Ashi Kapid Afilu Achavita Pegimasa. Even if you go to the barrel where you have this huge amount of wine and you drink some from it, so that is also considered pogum, and the whole barrel is pogum. The Rashbam says maybe it's only a small barrel, not a big barrel. Either, of course, it's not ma'us if it's a big barrel. Either way, we shouldn't drink from the cup of wine. If you drink from the cup of wine, l'chachila, we're not supposed to use that, because that is yayin pogum. The Rashbam mentions, though, on the fifth wide line, if you don't have any other wine, you make kiddush. You're not going to not make kiddush because of this, because we only have yayin pogum, but it's supposed to, l'chachila, try to have not yayin pogum. Tanu Rabbanon, Zachar, Siyam Shabbos, Akad shows Achreyu al Hayayin. As I mentioned, every line here we could spend hours on. Every Zachar, Siyam, just remember this when we do Mesech Shkalim. Maybe we'll come back to some of these dafim, but if we have time then. Tanu Rabbanon, so remember Shabbos Lakacho to sanctify it. Zachreyu al Hayayin. Remember Shabbos on wine. Right, this is the Makar for Kiddush. Zachreyu al Hayayin. Three Shitas in the Rishonim. Which part of Kiddush is D'oraisa? Which part of Kiddush? Rov Rishonim say, just saying the words of Kiddush. That's D'oraisa. Just saying the words of Kiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger even says, when you say Kiddush Shabbos and Shul, that's Kiddush. Mi D'oraisa. That's Rov Rishonim. Sefer Achinuch, Rambam, others. If you look at Tosfos here, the last three lines of Tosfos is Zachrehu. The last three times Tosfos was another opinion. Maybe saying Kiddush, holding a cup of wine is D'oraisa. Because look what the Gemara says, Zachreyo al Hayayin. Holding the cup, Kiddush ala kos is d'oraisa. Not drinking it, but doing it ala kos is d'oraisa. That's what Tosfos says. Matzila be'er t'kiddush ala yayin d'ar Torah. Aval hada amar v'arsach sheyitav zed d'rabanan. That's a second opinion.
The Gemara just says,
Where they get Zachari Aliyayin. It's a good question. Some of the Bali Drush talk about how do you learn Aliyayin here. So Zachariyu, it's much better that you're going to forget it. Why would you forget something? Maybe you're drinking. So there are different drushes how they got the wine. That's shita number two. Then there's a unique Das Yachid Shita, the Mefarish in Nazir Dav Gimel. Nazir has a fake Rashi. It says Rashi over there, but it's really a fake Rashi. So it's called a Mefarish in Nazir. The Gemara there says that a person makes a neder that he's not going to drink any wine ever. Not going to drink any wine ever. So the Gemara has a line. How could he do that? Mushva va'omeid mehar Sinai hu. So it's a major machlokas. Is that a question or is that an exclamation? Most Rishonim say, hey, it's a question. He's not mushva va'omeid mehar Sinai, so why not? He doesn't have to drink wine midaraisa on Shabbos and Yantif. The Mefarish there reason no as a statement. He can't make such a neder. He's mushva va'omeid mehar Sinai. Daf gimel ve'zalam ra'alaf nazir. He's not allowed to make such a shvua because he has to drink wine. It's a mitzvah daraisa. So there's a third shita that even drinking the wine maybe is the mitzvah daraisa of kiddush. Rova poskim, Rova Rishonim again though say just saying the first just making kiddush bedvarim al hayayin is daraisa. Yeah.
But that's why
Nazir brings a carbon stam because not because he stopped drinking wine for kiddush. That's just because the Yerushalmi says because he asserted something the extra that the Torah didn't asser. General. Not dafka because of kiddush, but because that's that Rambam that we saw a few weeks ago that you're not supposed to take it upon extra chumras according to that source. Not dafka because of kiddush. So that is the ikar of kiddush. What about the words of kiddush, the new versions of kiddush? So this is a beautiful piece if you want to look it up in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Beis, where the Minchas Chinuch discusses whenever you have a mitzvah to oraisa and then Chazal come along and tell you to do it in a certain way. If you don't do it in that way, are you yotzei the daraisa at least? Or do we say, no, you know, if you didn't do it the way the Rabbanan told you to do it, you're not Yotze. Because the Sefer HaChinuch there says, if you made Kiddush without wine, you're Yotze Midaraisa. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't like that. Minchas Chinuch says, once Chazal told you to do it with wine, that even though that's only a Dinder Rabbanan, that affects the Daraisa. And if you didn't do it in the way the Rabbanan told you to do it, you're not Yotze. He says, for example, he says, what about benching? Let's say you bench, say, Hashem, thanks for the food, it was awesome. Right? Are you Yosei benching? So you say, oh, you're Yosei Daraisa, but the Rabbana told you which words to use, so then you're not, you're Yosei Daraisa, not the Rabbana. No, says the Minchas Chinuch, once Chazal told you to do it in this way, then you're not Yosei otherwise. Similar, not exactly, is the discussion of, let's say you blow shofar on Shabbos. You might be Mechalik between the two cases, but let's say I want to blow shofar on Shabbos. Enough of this. Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, no shofar. I want to blow shofar on Shabbos. So do you get the mitzvah Daraisa? You just violated the Rabbanan? Or do you say that no, the Rabbanan said there's no more mitzvah. They're mafkia the mitzvah. So again, this is again not exactly related topics, but this is related to how the Rabbanans could affect the Daraisas. Okay, that is Zachreyu al Hayayin. Let us continue. Ainli Ella by Yom Balayla Binayin. So this is only Kiddush by day. By night, how do I know? Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. That's why, remember, Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So Gemara says two kashas. Number one, Balayla Binayin? The Gemara is saying, how do you know at night? Adarabba, Iker Kiddusha Balayla Yehu Kaddish. The Iker Kiddush is at night. The Chi Kaddish Chilas Yom Boilak Dushe. The Iker Kiddush is the beginning of the day. Vesu went further, another kash on the Brisa. The Brisa says Balayla Minayin, and then quotes a pasuk about Yom. Tamalom Zachor is Yom. Tanim Heder Alayla Kanasa like Kradi Mama? What's going on with this Brisa? So Achi Kamar, you're right, switch the order. Zachor is Yom Shabbos Lakasho. The pasuk says that. Zachor Yayin Bikni Saso. That's the Iker. That's the Din Daraisa. The Kiddush Daraisa is at night. Ainli ela balayla bayominayin. That I only know at night. How do I know by day? Tamalomer is Zachares Yom Hashabbos. That's what I remember. Zachares Yom Hashabbos. So that's the switching the order. Tosfos here quotes our minhag of saying vayechulu on Friday night in shul. Tosfos in Zachreyu. Why do we say vayechulu in shul? If we say vayechulu in Shmona Esrei anyway, why do we say vayechulu right after Shmona Esrei? So Tosfos says it's because if Yontif falls out on Friday night. If Yontif falls out on Friday night, then you don't say Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei, right? You say Atova Chatan, you have the Yontif Shmona Esrei. Because of Yontif falling out on Shabbos, where you don't have Vayechulu, that is why we say Vayechulu every Friday night. Because of that one case. Again, the different halachas, should you try to say Vayechulu with somebody to try to say it's standing? But that is, amazingly, why we say Vayechulu, because of this one case that comes up every 3 years, because of Yontif night, we're not going to mention it in shul, in Shmona Esrei, that is why we mention it, because we don't want to be b'chalik between every Shabbos, so we mention it every Friday night. Period. Kiddush the Gemara biyom mai mevarich. During the day, what's the kiddush? Friday night, I know what kiddush is, but what's the kiddush during the day? Amar of Yehuda bo re pri hagafen. That is the Kiddush Shabbos morning. The Iker of Kiddush is Bari Pira Gafen. B'shein the Chazonish, he dafka only said Bari Pira Gafen. He didn't say anything else. He wanted to make sure people knew that this was the Iker of Kiddush, Bari Pira Gafen. This is a similar discussion that we had earlier about Bari Pira Gafen in the context of a mitzvah. Does it take upon itself other characteristics here too? There's a machlokas whether you have to actually drink the wine or not. Okay, discussion in the postgame. Hopefully we'll get to it a little bit later if there's time. There is though an important shita, and that is the Mishnah Berurah discusses that our minhag is to say Vishamru, Zachar, Alkain. Many people start with Alkain. Alkain, so says the Mishnah Berurah, that's a half a pasuk. Alkain is the middle of a pasuk. Right, we know the halacha is called psuka de lo paski moshe anan lo paskinon. Says the Mishnah Berurah is lo tov hadavar. The Mishnah Berurah does not defend it. Mishnah Berurah just says in Reish Pei Tes, which is the siman about Kiddush Shabbos morning, that the Iker of Kiddush is by Pirag Afen. So you're getting yourself into trouble by saying these psukim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh ogel levtoch v'shamru o zachar, yesh me hahamon, sheposkan alkein beirach, v'shalo kedinu. So psuka de lo paskinon moshe anan lo paskinon. How can you start with Alkain? Same problem Friday night. Some people start with Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi is the last two words of a pasuk. Okay, I'm not going to start with Yom HaShishi. Vayeri Voker. Vayeri Voker, Yom HaShishi is also half a pasuk. Vayeri is starting by the Asnachta. You have to start with Vayar Alkain, Eskal Asher, Asav, Hidei Toma Od, Vayeri Voker. That's the beginning of the pasuk. So in some benchers, it says that. So what's going on here? So there is a kula. There is, some akronim suggest, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, and others, the Maram Shik, earlier, that if you're saying psukim as tefillah, not as psukim, then maybe yesh v'yamal l'smach. You're not saying it as psukim. If you meant that as psukim, fine. But if you're saying it b'toras tefila, b'toras kiddush, not as psukim, so then it's not a problem. Okay, that is a suggestion that some akronim say. But the chachila, it seems like one should say the whole pasuk. So don't start with alkein. Start with zachar, right? Or don't say anything, right? You want to say something? You get the day by bar guffin. Your wife's going to say, "What happens? Where's the kiddush?" So you could say first of all, "This is the kiddush." Right? We could teach our family something. But if not, you start earlier. Start earlier. That's what you could do. Again, there is Friday night. The Ramah quotes starting with Yom HaShishi. So if you want to say the rest, say it quietly. Because Yom HaShishi Mechul HaShemayim is Rashi Tevas Yudkei Vavkei. That's why we wanted to say that out loud. Yom HaShishi Mechul HaShemayim. So that's why the rest is said quietly. But again, there are reasons. Some the Chassam Sofer, Dafka started by Yavei Voker. Either way, that is the issue. Bo Rei Pri HaGafen. Fine. What about, by the way, Kiddush at Shalashudis? The Gemara here speaks about Kiddush at night and Kiddush by Yom. Is there an idea of Kiddush at Shalashudis? So this is based on a Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes, Vitzarech Lekvoa Kol Seuda Mishlashton Al Hayayin. Should be Koveya every Suda of Shabbos on wine. Says the tour, hey, the Rambam thinks you have to have Kiddush every meal. That's the Tur's understanding of this Rambam. When the Rambam says, Sarak l'kvoa shloshtan alayayin, says the Kesef Mishnah here, quoting the Tur, the Rambam doesn't say you have to have Kiddush. The Rambam earlier talks about Kiddush, two Kiddushes. What does he say here? Sarak l'kvoa su'uda alayayin, which means you should have wine during Shalashudis. Doesn't say that you have to have Kiddush Shalashudis. So the Kesef Mishnah says, no way. I look in Shulchan Aruch. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? This is how we pass with the Shulchan Aruch. You look in Shulchan Aruch and Simon. The Simon about Shalashudis. Simon Reis Sadek Aleph. Usually the Shulchan Aruch tells you what to do. Here the Shulchan Aruch says what you do not need to do. Ain't Sarech Lekadish B'Seuda Shlishis. It's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to make Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, maybe to have wine during the Shalashudis. That's why we try to have wine if we have grape juice or something during Kiddush. That's the key of the Rambam. Sarech Lekvoa Alayayin, not to have Kiddush. So there's a Yeki Minog I've heard in some circles. There's others that some people, have a Rebbe of mine, used to make Kiddush or Shalashudis. In some of the benchers, there's a Nusach of the Askinu Sudasa and Kiddush. But in general, make a Radin, you don't need Kiddush or Shalashudis. You have to be Koveya Su'uda Al Hayayin. There was never a Takana to make Kiddush at Shalashudis. Okay, that is related to that Kiddush. So we continue. So during the day, you make very prayer guffin. Ravashi, Iklala Mechuza. Ravashi one time was visiting Mechuza. Amrulei Liktishlan Mar Kiddusha Rabbah. They said to him, could you make Kiddusha Rabbah for us? Could you make the great Kiddush for us? We'll see why the daytime Kiddush is called that. Havulei, they gave him a cup of wine. Savar, mighty Kiddusha Rabbah. He said to himself, what's Kiddusha Rabbah? I don't know what they mean by Kiddush Rabba. Amari says, well, let's think. Michti, kol brachos kulon boi pri agafen amar bereisha. By all mitzvahs, you always say boi pri agafen first, so let me say boi pri agafen, and we'll take it from there, and we'll see what happens. Amar boi pri agafen va'agidbe. He said a boi pri agafen, and then he waited, and he looked around to see what people were doing, what people were telling him, nu, continue, or not. And he sees chazia d'alahu sabat d'gachan v'shachsi. He sees this old man over there that starts drinking the wine already. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, now I got it right. All it is Boi Pri Agafen. Kariya nafshe, ha-chacham eina barosho. So he said about himself, oh, I was chacham eina barosho, I figured it out, I had a plan which solved the problem, and I did it. What would he have said? So it's unclear what he have said. Somebody said, was it the Rashbam? Yeah, the Rashbam says four lines from the bottom. He would have said the Friday night Kiddush again. Because he didn't know what they meant by Kiddush Rabbah. He would have said the Friday night Kiddush again. So why is it called Kiddush Rabbah, the great Kiddush, the Shabbos day Kiddush, if it's the smallest Kiddush? So Rashi and the Rashbam both here say that it's the most common bracha. That's why Rabbah just means common. Boi Pri Agafen is always said. Number one, the Maharab Chalava says, no, it's the bracha that you always say with every mitzvah. You always say this with every, Boi Pri Agafen is always said with every mitzvah. That's the second reason. The one that the opinion that's most quoted is the Ran here. The Ran says it's a euphemism. It's really the smallest Kiddush. It's Lashon Sagi Nahar. Like you call a blind person Sagi Nahar, able to see. It's like Kiddush Rabba, even though it's the smallest Kiddush. I saw last night though, in the, so you get for, Yagato Matsata, you know, Tamin, the last night late, I was like, I have enough to say at the Parz Daf, you know, I can't look anymore. You just go crazy if you keep hours and hours, especially in Arvei Pesachim. I'm gonna look at the Margolis Hashas. So I look, Baruch Hashem. Right? You find something. But Margolis Hashas suggests that if, according to everybody in Pesachim, in Shabbos, earlier Peches, according to everybody, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Machlokes, the sixth day of Sivan, the seventh day of Sivan, but everybody says you could give it on Shabbos. So Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah on Shabbos, so we make Kiddush. The first Kiddush we ever did was the daytime Kiddush, Kiddush Rabbah. That's why it's Kiddush Rabbah, because that's the first Kiddush that we ever made. Quotes this from the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe. Mishum Shatar Nitla No Nitla B'Shabbos Kodesh Bayom. U'mishashama B'nei Yisrael Hadibur Zachas Yom Shabbos Akasho. They went home, they made Kiddush. That's the Kiddush HaRishon. And that's the Havamina of the Gemara. Where the Gemara says, I know Bayom. Balayla Minayin. What was the Havamina? No, because you might have thought that was the first Kiddush. So I know Bayom. How do you know Balayla? It's another reason why it might have been called Kiddush Rabbah. Okay. Right here. Amri. B'nei Rebbe Chia, Mishlo Hidzal B'Mosi Shabbos, Mazav Chol Ayo Shabbos Kulo. Right, we had yesterday. You can make Abdallah all week. V'yad Kama, really all week? No, how long do you have to say Abdallah? Amr Abzeira Ad Revi'i B'Shabbos. Until and not including Wednesday. Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. You have through Tuesday. Kiha, similar to Yasser Abzeira Kamedri Hasi, Vamla Rabasi Kamedri Rabbi Yochanan, V'yasser V'Kamar, just like the Halacha is following L'inyin Gittin. If somebody says to their wife, Rechmanel Islan, let's say somebody says, I'm going to divorce you after Shabbos, or I divorce you before Shabbos. So which day is he talking about? So says the Gemara, Chad B'Shabbos Atrei B'Tlasa Basar Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's included in his language of after Shabbos. Arba V'Chamisho Mali Yomei Kami Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the part of the week that's referred to as before Shabbos. And Arba B'Akamar Idi Avalo Al Ha'or. But we never repeat Bori Mirei Ha'esh after Motzi Shabbos, because remember the reason for that bracha is because we had earlier in Masechet Pesachim that the Eish was Nivra, was created on Motzi Shabbos, that's why that bracha is only appropriate for then. Also, Besamim is only said on Motzi Shabbos. But the bracha of Havdalah can be said anytime. Let's say somebody falls asleep on Motzi Shabbos and doesn't make Havdalah. Let's say you have a child who's Higia L'chinuch, and Shabbos is over very late now. Let's say a child who's 10, 11 years old goes to sleep before Havdalah. Very possible. They should make Havdalah Shabbos morning, Sunday morning. Make Havdalah, break for a guffin and a mamdil. That might be a way to get them to go to sleep. Also, don't worry, you can make Havdalah Sunday morning. They don't want to stay up for Havdalah. But they should, because that's you can make Havdalah even then. Yeah? If you don't make Havdalah until Tuesday, could you eat? Right, so again, why aren't you making Havdalah until Tuesday? That relates to the Onein Shaila. Unless there's not going to be a burial, so we assume that you could eat. Okay. There is an interesting Maharam Chalava on this Gemara, where it says till Tuesday. He says, based on Havdalah till Tuesday, he says, Mikan Kasvu Rabbeinu Hatzarfatim. From here, there are French rabbis that said, that which we know from Maseches Brachos Daches, Chayev Adam Likro Parshiosev Matzibur, Shtai Mikro Vechatargum, we know there's a halacha, it's not a chumrah, it's a halacha of being Maver Sedra. If you look at Sibin Reish Pei Hei, right, because people are soft in this chiyuv. That's why it says Simin Rafe, it means soft and weak. Simin Reish Pei Hei in Shulchan Aruch. So if you look there, that chiyuv, he says, Rabbeinu Tzarvadim said, you got to finish it by Tuesday. I finish it by Tuesday. Dilokar b'Shabbos. If you didn't finish it on Shabbos, yochol hashlem shlishi b'Shabbos, because that's considered after Shabbos. But after that, he says over yomo and batal karbano. That's not it anymore. So that is again. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch quotes all the different opinions. Lechatchila, you're supposed to do it by Shabbos, by the time that you eat on Shabbos. Lechatchila, different minhagim, one aliyah a day or everything on Friday. Different minhagim. Some and if you have it, you can do it till Shabbos mincha. We start leaning the next parsha. Then the next level is until Tuesday, like this Maram Chalava. B'diavad, the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't think, "Oh, I missed it." B'diavad, you have till Shmini Atzeres, till Simchas Torah. Again, that's your cutoff. That's what should make sure that it is done then. But again, that is the even parshias like Tazria Metzora have to. I got to make sure that we fulfill our chiyuv of going through the Dvar Hashem every year. Okay, continues the Gemara last line. Amar Bruna Amar Rav. Rav Bruna Amar Rav says, "Hanotel Yadav Lo Yikadesh." Somebody who does Netilas Yadayim should not then make Kiddush before he has a motzi. It requires a hefsek. So there is the Yeki Minhag of washing before Kiddush. Says the Gemara, Pashtus, don't do that. Major machlokas why this shouldn't be done. 3-4 different opinions. We're just going with Rashbam, Rashi and Rashbam. We'll get to what the halacha is in a minute. So the Rashi and Rashbam say it's a hefsek because you're going to make a netilas yadayim. You're not supposed to have kiddush in between. Amaluhu Rav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa Akati Lo Noach Nafshi the Rav Shachachinu L'Shmaitzei. Rav hasn't even died yet, and you forgot what he said. Zimnin Sagir Havikim Nekami to Rav. Many times I was by Rav. Zimnin the Chaviva Alei Rifta Mekadosh Rifta. Zimnin the Chaviva Alei Chamra Mekadosh Chamra. Sometimes he was in the mood for bread, he was in the mood for challah, he was starving, so he just made kiddush on challah. And when he did that, so that he washed first. Sometimes he made kiddush on, he was thirsty, so he made kiddush on wine. Meaning, so he did it sometimes, he did it this way, sometimes he did it that way. So big deal, no deal. You can wash first. And again, there's a lot of discussion that we've shown him here. How do we translate this into halacha l'maisa? But we're just going to go to the halacha l'maisa because we don't really have too much time. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph, right, we think, oh, this minhag, some do of wash beforehand. Where did this minhag come from? What's the basis of it? So it's a Ramah. So they do Yishmiyam Alismach. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph Yud Beis, Acher Shekidesh Al Hakos Notel Yadav Umavarech Al Natilas Yadayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. First you wash, first you make Kiddush, and then you wash. V'im not ha-yadav kodem Kiddush. If you wash before Kiddush, goli daite derifta chavivalei v'lo yikadish al hayayid ela al hapas. So the Shulchan Aruch, if you wash before Kiddush, it's mashma that you want to have bread, so don't make Kiddush on wine. Then you got to go straight to the bread. Haga v'yesh omrim z'lechadchila yesh lito yadav kodem Kiddush u'lekadish al hayayin. Rosh, Mordechai, Arvi Psachim, Rosh, Batur, V'chein ha-minak pashim be-bedinos elu. V'ein l'shanos rak b'lal Pesach. Well, Pesach can't wash before the first cup. But anyway, that's the Ramah. V'chein o'agim ein l'shanos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, v'kam achronim quote, that other tfei natu. Again, this is one should follow their minak. But again, both of these minak have roots in halacha based on this Gemara. Period. Okay, the next, we'll start the next sugya. We'll read in the next five lines, but really it has to do with tomorrow. But let's read it at least.
Quick question.
Yeah.
So this is mashma that there's no... that wine and bread making kiddush are equal?
Sounds like, right, they're equal. It doesn't sound like there's any adipus for wine more than bread. Generally, bread is not done. We never see anybody make kiddush on challah. Generally, not in the minhag, but it sounds like from this Gemara, right, that either or.
This is Friday night.
This is Friday night.
But
right, it doesn't say, that it's not machalik. Then where's not machalik to when it is? Achamra de Medina, where? Achamra, no, chamra is wine. It doesn't say chamar Medina, it's chamra is wine. So Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. So let's again discuss into the next sugya. Let's just begin reading it. Tom Eino Makadish. Rav says once if you ate something before Kiddush, you lose. You don't make Kiddush. Says the Maram Chalav, it's a knas. If you ate before Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush. You lose the mitzvah. Boy, Minei Rav Chana Bar Chinen Amar Rav Huna. Tom Moshe Yavdil. Does the same principle apply by Avdallah? Amar Lei says Rav Huna. Ani Omer Tom Avdil. Ravasi Amar Tom Eino Avdil. I say you can still do it, but Ravasi says you can't. Rav Yirmiyahu Abba Ikla Be Ravasi, he came to Ravasi, who he heard that says Tom Eino Mavdil, Ishtali Vitaim Midi, he forgot and he tasted something, Hovala Kis of Avdil. And then they gave him a cup of wine and he made Abdallah. Amrale Debisu Vamalo Avid Hachi. So he says, hey, you know, you don't hold this way. So, right, so she says to her husband, who's the host, How could he do this? You don't hold this way. So Amalah Shavkei, leave him. Karabi Svirale, he holds like his Rebbe. Meaning he has basis in, it takes a great man to say he's doing what his Rebbe taught him. It's a great man not to be machriya their own das on somebody else. He's doing like his Rebbe. So that is, he's allowed to do it, even though I hold Ta'am Lo Mavdil. Okay, we'll stop here. And the Gemara continues, but we get into this discussion tomorrow of Ta'am Mavdil, Ta'am Lo Mavdil. Okay, a lot here. Okay, the Gemara's, the Teshuvah is Lechon Ishmas, Simarachal Bas, Harav Tzvi Aryeh.